Going weiter in Shas. So we're up to Chof Tes, Ahmed Aleph, on the wide lines, two lines in. Maisa, quoting the Mishnah, Maisa ba Abba Shaul ben Botnis. There was an incident with Abba Shaul ben Botnis. So he was the one who was talking about Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and we took the bit out of the Mishnah. And we're gonna explain the Mishnah now. Tana, we have a Braisa on our Mishnah. Abba Moed Oisei Kain, even on Moed he would do such a thing, meaning he would pre-measure. Why? Mitnei Bitul Beisa Midrash. Because he didn't want to, Rashi explains, according to Argus, so meaning we took the bit out, because we're saying over here, because he was a huge Talmud Chacham, people were around and were asking him questions or whatever, and he wanted to make himself available. So basically, and people only learned in the daytime, so in the nighttime when no one was learning, right, then he would prepare, they would make sure he'd get everything out of the way, so he would be available for Yom Tov itself, for the Chol HaMoed itself. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Who, I suppose, right, this is Abba Shaul ben Botnis, right? Konas, he collected Shalosh Mo'os, 300 Garve Yain, barrels of wine. So he had 300 barrels of wine. 300 sometimes is a guzma. So it could be maybe it's a guzma over here. I don't see any mark on it, but it could be that it seems quite a lot. Yeah, mi brewery hamidus, from the brewery hamidus. So basically, this is the way Rashi is the froth. You know, when you sometimes you pour, drinks out, like, you know, back to the beer example, the froth at the top. Yeah, so really, when you get a pint of beer, you don't really get a pint of beer or whatever. So basically, when he finishes, you know, he's got like a barrel of 30 pints. Yeah, so and he pours out 30 pints, he's still gonna have like a pint left because of the froth factor. Okay, so now he gathered together all these extra bits, yeah, right now, and also his friends, Chverov, he had similar friends who were also concerned. Constantly they gathered together Shalosh Ma'ois, 300 Garvi Shemen, barrels of Shemen. Yeah, Mimotsui Hamidos, from the sticky bits that stuck on the wall of the oil, right? When you do oil, because it's talking about oil now. So with oil, as we know, when you pour out the oil out of your thing, then you think you've emptied it, and then you put it down, and later on you look at the bottle and you see there's a little bit of oil at the bottom. So the extra oil of there, they gathered together 300 barrels worth. And these, right, so this Abba Shaul ben Botnis and his friends came to the base of Mikdash, Vahavi and they brought them, Lifnei Hagizborim, the treasures of the base of Mikdash, Lushalayim. Right, in order, they wanted to give it, they wanted to donate it to the base of Mikdash. Now, right, sometimes some people want to donate Sforim to the shul, or certain things to the shul. Right, over here, they wanted to donate the things to the base of Mikdash, all these extra things, yeah. So, Omrulam, so now, the Rashi says the Chachomim, it wasn't the Gizborim. The Chachomim said to these people, yeah, Iatem zukukim l'kach. You're not obligated to do such a thing. Meaning, it's yours, right? That extra bit, whatever. People are busy, you know, and the people understood at the time when you're selling them the wine and we sell them the oil or whatever, they're in a rush. They can't wait those extra, 10 minutes, yeah, to get those drips. So the moichel you, there's no problem over here. You keep it. Don't worry about it. You keep it. Oh, but Omru Lahem, they said back to the Chachamim, says, Af anu ein rutsoina bekach. We don't want this, though, because we don't want to benefit from other people's money. We want to be, do it ourselves. We don't like this. So, but the Chachamim said to them, Omru Lahem, Hoil, since, Behechmatam al atzmechem, sin is your machmir on yourselves, and you've related to it as it's, in a certain sense, it's not yours, so therefore, it's kind of gezel, kind of the way you relate to it. So you should do what we do with Gezel. Yeah. Also Mehem Tzarchi Rabin. You should do Tzarchi Rabin. You'll see, yeah? The Tanya. Right? Okay. Gozel, if a person stole and he did tshuva. Ve'enu yodei lemi gozel. And he doesn't know who he stole from in order to give it back to. So what's he gonna do? So Ya'asa Mehem Tzarchi Rabin. He should do Tzarchi Rabin. So what is Tzarchi Rabin? Because he wants the people who he stole from to benefit from him. So basically, in a certain sense, he's paying them back. Right, so my talking rabbim.
Could be some Jews learn this Gemara differently. They think it, you should still think Sakhar rabbim.
Yes, this is a okay. It's not Jews. It's a general. It's a general thing, right? Yeah, yeah. So my nihu, right? What is it? Amar Rav Chista says Rav Chista, boiros or boiros, some kind of like right. Cisterns and sichin and matarois, that Rashi says we explain somewhere else. But basically, these are just like water, like reservoirs of water, you know, like smaller ones. But so basically, people can partake from that, and hopefully, the person who we stole from will partake, and then it will kind of set the score straight. So that's what the Chumim said. He said, "Sin is you relate, you don't want to take benefit from this. You're saying maybe it wasn't yours in a certain sense. You shouldn't have had it. So that was somewhat like Gezel. So relate to it as that. You should basically do Tzarki Rabbit, but don't bring it to the base of Bignash, because you don't want to bring. You're not allowed to bring a korban that's from Gezel is not good. My nihu, what is tzorchi rabim? It's qualifying. So my nihu, what is tzorchi rabim?
What they should do with the oil or the shana.
Well, no, that's a general thing. Somebody who stole from somebody wants to get back. So yes, they should also be like that.
And more than that, and they, in his case, he had.
He looks at us both the
end. It was a chumrah. That was a chumrah. They didn't really have to do it. They could have kept it.
Yeah,
he said,
I'm not asking that.
Yeah. You're talking about the real thief?
But is this what they did with it? This is what they were told?
The Chachamim told them, this is what you should do. You should do Tzarchi Rabbim, and then the Gemara just goes to explain what is Tzarchi Rabbim.
Although the Tzarchi Rabbim, they go and dig burrows and stuff like that. It's not, they're not using the shemen or the oil, I mean, for that.
Ah, so you're saying, how would you do that? Maybe you'd sell it, and maybe you do a shemen gemach. I don't know. Right, fine. Good. You'd have to apply that. True. Good point. It's not exactly the same. Okay. Adabre. So he took him. He led him. Rav Chista l'Ravona Ukva, and Vadorash, and he made a drosha. Okay. Lo yimdoid adam soirim. A person should not measure barley. V'yitzen lifni behemtoi. And give to his animal b'yomtov. Okay, a person should basically measure out exactly for his behemah on yomtov. However, this is what this is the approved method on yomtov. Koida means basically to insert. Yeah, to insert hu kab or kabayim. Kab or kabayim is on measures, but it's like a pint glass, right? A kab. Is a pint glass. Basically, what you do, normally what you do when you measure, you basically take the grain and you put it into the kli, right, with your hand. You take the grain and put it into the kli. So here you have to do differently. You take the kli itself and shove it in to the pile, right, and just like scoop it out. So that is not the norm. Since that's not the norm, you're allowed to do that. So I'll just read it again. Koide, insert to the kav or the kubayim, this measure, the noise in the behemto, you can give him in front of his bit before his behema, but in a choshesh, and that would not be a problem. Now, the nachtom, and the nachtom, is normally a baker, but Rashi says it also can mean a cook. And the cook, moided tavlin, can measure out the spices, but noise in the tochkadeir also, and he can place it into his cooked dish. Kadei shiloi, in order it shouldn't yadiach, so it shouldn't burn. It's tavshiloi, right? So maybe it was some kind of thing that slowed the cooking process down.
He's allowed to measure,
because of the. It's going to be very negative ramifications if he doesn't measure. That's for halacha.
It's not.
I don't
know.
We saw the
previous one.
Okay, fine. Shalom. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rab. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rab, Moidedes Isha Kemach b'yomtov. A woman is allowed to measure Kemach on Yomtov. So this is another heta. Okay, V'nuisenes L'soch Isosa. And she can place into her, for the sake of her adult, yeah? Kedei, why? So what's the reason over here? It's not, right? Kedei Shizitol Chala B'ayin Yofa. In order that she should basically give a generous challah to the Kohen. Because we're worried, if a person doesn't know, if a person's in Sofik And a person's got his Yetzirah telling him, he says, maybe, yeah, I don't think this is enough for challah. I'm not thinking of challah. So therefore, in order to, you know, bypass that kind of thing, if a person will measure, then a person for sure will give challah. You know, if they know it's chayv challah, they will give a good challah. Now, for Shmuel Amar, also, Shmuel says, you know, this is not a valid heter with regards to the woman measuring a flower for the sake of challah. Yeah, but then the Gemara Sakasha, v'ha tana debei Shmuel, mutter. We got a Tanna de Shmuel, so that it says it's mutter. So we've got a contradiction. So what's Tanna de Shmuel? That means the brises that Shmuel said over, yeah, just like Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshia used to say brises over, the brises that Shmuel kind of said from the previous generations, it said it's mutter. So we've got a contradiction. Shmuel said it's oster, and we got a brise from Shmuel that said it's mutter. So Amar Abaye, says Abaye, hashta de Amar Shmuel oster. So now that Shmuel said it's Oster, the Tana de Shmuel that it's Mutter, and we've got a Brisa basically that says it's Mutter, we see over here Shmuel Halacha Lamaisa Osla Ashma Inan. Shmuel came to teach us Halacha Lamaisa. Right?
Is the correct one?
No, meaning, so the point is the Brisa is obviously correct, right? Because if you've got a question, right, you can only, right, the Brisa is correct, yeah, but Shmuel didn't want to Halacha Lamaisa rely upon this brisa, meaning, but so it says he wouldn't tell people about it. It's like we said before. It's basically a halacha the ein moirin kain, a similar kind of thing. So what's the nafka mean of that? That means that if a person would ask you about, you wouldn't inform people. You wouldn't make a drasha in the shia, and even because someone came and asked you, you wouldn't tell him. But if you saw somebody doing it, you wouldn't have to protest, because at the end of the day, he's doing something that's not osa.
Wait, Shmuel would not tell them what?
He wouldn't tell them the women who were making challah. He would not tell them that you were allowed to measure on Yom Tov your flour.
Wait, so but he said it was right, so they said it's mutter.
True, so that was a contradiction. That sounds very strange. So he said no. So true, if you look in like Shmuel's library, yeah, it would say it was mutter.
Okay.
But he didn't inform people of that. It's a secret library. He would tell people that it is, don't
what's
do it.
What's the reason? Because if he did, then people would look
we could do it in a case where it's not F-shar, right, when it was F-shar.
Right.
Good, I'm not sure over here.
Right. Well, no, for the same reason, because he held like it's not a good enough reason to do this. I mean, it's not the problem of course, but if you let them do it, they'll do more.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Right. Yeah. You just could measure. You start measuring everything. Okay. Okay. So, what's the time? Maybe we'll stop here then, because it's the next bit is a bit involved. Okay. We'll stop here.